You're way too hot to be a hot mess friend, and getting organized is the fast track to creating a life you love. Welcome to the Get Organized for Good podcast, where we maximize our productivity, cultivate purposeful habits, and have more fun. I'm your host, Corinne Morahan. I'm a professional organizer and business strategist, and I went from being stressed out and annoyed all the time to living my best life and running my dream business. I did that by finally getting organized, and I want to help you do the same. So let's do the damn thing. Hello, friend. Okay, imagine this. You wake up, work out, get your work done, get the few tasks on your to-do list that you have to get done accomplished, and you have all the free time that you could possibly desire every single day. Feels so delicious. What would you do with that free time? Really anchor into that. Imagine that on a daily and a weekly basis, you have all the free time that you crave. What do you actually do with it? This is a super interesting question to ask yourself. And for many of us, myself included, it is actually much harder to answer than we think. Like so many people, I was feeling overwhelmed and stressed all of the time, and I just wanted more free time. I just felt like I need more time. I need more free time. That felt like my biggest desire in the world. And I've shared in previous episodes that I spent a year decluttering and organizing my life, and it changed everything. And that was probably 7 years ago at this point. And what I didn't anticipate is that through the years, the more that we've lived like this and the more streamlined our lives got, and the more my kids got on board and got older, of course, I had more and more free time. And I actually had no idea what to do with it. I already run a business that I love. I have time to work out. I mean, sure, I could work out more, but I just don't want to do that. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week is plenty for me. I have time to do my beauty appointments. And I would find that when I had downtime and I was having more and more of it, that I would just fill it with more productivity. And I don't want to do that because I had created this life with more free time that I craved. And then I was just making myself busy again. And I started to ask myself, what am I avoiding? Why do I feel this constant need to be busy? Am I trying to avoid myself? Am I trying to avoid the silence? Am I trying to avoid figuring out a hobby? Am I trying to avoid life? How many times do you drive in the car in silence? I almost never do it. I always am listening to music or a podcast or an audiobook or calling a friend. I have to make myself sometimes drive in silence, and I still hate it. It feels so awkward. But how crazy is that to not be able to be in silence with one's self? And I remember a stretch not too long ago where night after night, I would find myself with no tasks, no work. I had spent time with my hubby, spent time with the kids, and I just didn't know what to do with myself. I don't really enjoy watching TV. Every now and then, I will find a series that I think is worthy of my time, but I really don't enjoy watching TV or movies. So I would come back into my home office, which I'm in right now, get on my computer and just do more work that didn't need to get done, or run a load of laundry when there were like three things that needed to be washed. And I was like, okay, I need to get a grip. What am I even doing? All I wanted was free time, and I'm not even enjoying it. We get one shot at this life, and I want us to have as much downtime to do those things that we love because we deserve that and we don't have to earn that. But so many of us don't even know what those things are that we love to do. And I realized that I am not alone in experiencing this. I have discovered through my research of my clients and my members that there is a piece of us that keeps us in this story and this cycle of manufactured busyness. Because if and when we have more time, we don't actually know what to do with it. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I know exactly what I would do with it. I would get on top of all of my work and I'd get on top of all my personal tasks and maybe I'd spend time with my friends and I'd actually read that book I want to read. Okay, that's amazing. So imagine you got your whole home and life organized, which I did, and you've lived like that for 7 years, which I have, and you don't feel this chronic need for more time, then what do you do? I find that so many of us stay busy so that we can avoid our true feelings, but also so that we can have an excuse if something falls through the cracks and we're not perfect, because newsflash, none of us are. We can say, oh, I missed that deadline because I'm so busy, or I wasn't able to do that because I'm so busy, or I couldn't meet you out because I'm so busy. I have so much going on. And somehow we feel like if we're not busy, then we're not going to be in control of our time. We're going to have to say yes to things we don't want to do. We are going to have to somehow be perfect. Let that sink in for a minute. When I created my membership, I knew that I would see people find the free time they craved, right? It was the whole reason that I got organized, this whole reason I created my membership. But what I didn't anticipate was how many of us would wrestle with not knowing what to do with our free time. So I have what I call the platinum level of my membership, and it's for those who have been in the membership beyond their first year and want to stay in because they want to keep refining their systems and their life and their lifestyle. And for my platinum members, I have a quarterly coaching call. And we spent a call recently talking about how we rediscover what we love. And I think this is particularly relevant for women, especially for those of us who are partners and for those of us who have kids and are caretakers, because we spend so much of our time thinking about what everyone else needs and what everyone else wants, and so little time thinking about what we actually want. And what is so crazy is I've seen even this phenomenon create another shame spiral. Like, how can I not know what I want to do with my free time? And then this just becomes another thing to stress about, right? That we can fill our time stressing about how we don't know how to fill our time. Oh boy, why do we do this to ourselves? So I cringe to admit that I found myself in this situation, but I did something about it. So in my business, we use an app called Voxer. It's like a walkie-talkie app. I love it. And I was Voxing the number two in my company, who's also one of my best friends. And we love to talk about life. And I was like, hey, friend, I have this problem. I have all this free time now, and I don't know what to do with it. And of course, I could do more work, or I could, there's always things I could do, but I don't want to. What should I do? And she had found herself in the same situation. So we started having these dialogues of, can we challenge ourselves to just do nothing? And I love an assignment. So I kind of like decided that my assignment was going to be to flex this muscle of doing nothing. Really just lean into that. Take a rest when I want to. I've always been someone that loved a nap, but like, you know, a Saturday afternoon cat nap. Like, can I nap like on a weekday? Can I do that? Why not? I'm an adult. I can do what I want. I could plan more small trips, more weekend adventures. I've shared before that travel used to stress me out all the time, but now that our lives are more organized and it's not a stress to be away from the home, we could plan more mini adventures. And I don't really have many hobbies, and I am okay with that. I don't want more hobbies, frankly. But I am happy to say that this past year, we took more little weekend adventures than we ever have. And I've really leaned into doing nothing. It is harder sometimes than others, especially depending on how anxious I'm feeling about other things in life, right? That silence when you're already feeling anxious. I know it's the good thing for you. Doesn't mean I want to do it. So I don't know if I've shared this, but we moved to the suburbs of Boston from New York City. We were living in Tribeca. We lived in many places in New York City. Tribeca was my absolute favorite. And that's where we lived just before we moved to the suburbs of Boston. And I really was not into suburban living. I missed city living. My husband thinks this is like hilarious because when we lived in the city, we had my son. And I was a homebody back then too, but it just felt different because at least I had options. At least I could go out. I could walk wherever I wanted. Even if I didn't actually do those things, I could. So I thought, okay, well, we're not living in the city right now, not in this chapter. I do think city living is in a future chapter for us, but I decided to see if I could sort of recreate for myself a Saturday morning ritual that felt like what I would do if I lived in the city. So now almost every Saturday morning, I spend time in a cafe, usually by myself, sometimes with my husband and my son. I do this while my daughter is at her dance class. And I take myself out for breakfast. I get my favorite runny egg sandwich. I get a cold brew and I'll bring a book with me. Or if I'm taking a course, which I often like to take courses, business courses or personal development courses, just because I'd rather spend my time doing that than watching TV. So I might watch the modules while I'm at the cafe. So I actually created this little city vibe. And I think I've shared before, I don't like to work out on the weekends. I do it during the week so that I can just have my weekends for more doing nothing. And I love this. I love this ritual that I've created for myself. So I want to challenge you to sit in some silence. Maybe the next time you get in the car by yourself, try driving the whole stretch with no music, no podcast, no phone calls. Really sit in the silence and ask yourself, what would you do with more free time? And if you are so inclined, maybe practice meditating on this. This is so important because when we have a good answer, it will really motivate us, or at least not be a roadblock for us to getting more organized. So that once you have achieved that organized milestone that you are seeking, you can do whatever you want with that time and you will actually know what it is that you want to do. So obviously it all comes back to organizing for me, but I do know that not knowing what we would do with our free time and not even being able to wrap our heads around what it would look like can be something that keeps us stuck in this busyness cycle and keeps us stuck from organizing. I dedicated episode 2 to talking about self-care, and I want to share again my self-care journal that I shared in that episode's in the show notes. I'm going to share it in the show notes for this episode as well, because there are some exercises in that self-care journal, totally free download, that might be helpful for you to get some clarity around this. So I will link that for you again in the show notes. And I really want you to have fun with this, right? Do not let this be something else that stresses you out. Let this be something that just feels fun and easy breezy, and really think about, not right in this moment, what would you do if you had more free time? Because I know we could all come up with an answer to that. But the visualization that I gave you in the beginning, that every day you wake up feeling like you've got some free time, every afternoon, okay, maybe not every day, but you know my point. If you persistently had all of this free time, what would you actually do with it? And now remember, we're not like creating a different life for ourselves, right? We're still living in our house in this life, and we still have all the things we have to get done, and we still are in our financial situation. So I'm not saying wave a magic wand and everything changes, although I do think getting organized is the start of waving that magic wand. But really anchor into the reality of, like, in this lifetime, right now, in this season, you can have more time. What do you do with it? So to recap, I really want you to spend some time first thinking about what you would actually do with all this free time that you crave. And then see how you might actually be manufacturing some of your busyness to avoid answering this. How are you making yourself busy with things that don't need to get done, could get outsourced, that are taking you longer than they need to because you subconsciously want to stay in this loop of busyness? I really want you to enjoy this one big, beautiful life. And I want you to live fully consciously about the choices that you are making and about how you're spending your time. And this is a super powerful step in that direction. I love to hear from you, and I would absolutely love for you to tell me what you're going to do with your free time. Listen, maybe we can crowdsource some ideas, friends. Maybe we can give each other ideas of how we want to spend our free time, because you are amazing and you deserve all the free time you could possibly want. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening. If you're loving the show, it would mean the world to me if you would take 30 seconds and subscribe to the podcast. It's super easy. Just go to the upper right corner, wherever you listen to your podcasts, and click the subscribe button or tap the plus button. You're amazing.